Camp Culture is a new fabulous interactive circus filled with flips, laughs, and big camp energy. Camp Culture takes the classic idea of a summer camp and turns it on its head, serving up equal parts skill and sass. It is part of Sydney Fringe. It's playing at the Entertainment Quarter in Moore Park from September 29th, that's yesterday, till October 5th, calling campers of any age to join the adventure. Camp Culture is hosted by proud Kamilaroi man and Faboriginal superstar Dale Woodbridge-Brown, who joins us now on 2SER Breakfast. Good morning, Dale.
Hey, hello, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Thank you for getting up early to have a chat with us when you are in the midst of Camp Culture. This sounds like a lot of fun. What inspired you to make this show?
When I first made this show, I wanted to make a show where the audience could kind of laugh at somebody who's meant to be an authority figure who is just absolutely not qualified whatsoever to be leading their own camp. And so I just thought, well, I have the skills to kind of put that together, so why not? I like
You don't mind being undermined as an authority figure, Dale?
Not at all. I don't think I've really ever had that authority. Just fake it till you make it, I guess, and then Camp Culture came out of that.
What should people expect coming into the show beyond the unexpected?
Well, you come into the show and I expect to be ready for camp. I need you to bring your hiking boots, your safety helmet, because I definitely didn't bring any of that, and so I might need to borrow it. And just a bit of stupidity, really. It's kind of just an escape from outside of the tent and then just have a bit of fun, really.
Water bottle and compass, perhaps?
Oh, absolutely. There's some orienteering about probably trying to navigate our feelings and what is actually going on stage.
Will we get a badge after the show?
Yes. Well, the part of the show is kind of acknowledging your own hard work and realizing that you can give yourself your own leadership badge. If you're operating respectfully and with good manners, you can really pat yourself on the back and go, you know what, I tried really, really hard, so I'm going to be proud of myself.
Ah, that sounds lovely. And now you've done a lot of big stuff in the last little while. You received the 2019 NAIDOC Performer of the Year, the 2021 Indigenous Circus Performer of the Year by the Australian Circus Festival. What was the thing that got you into circus and performing?
I was training as a dancer in Brisbane at the Aboriginal Center of Performing Arts, and I'd always really liked gymnastics and kind of being silly, and I didn't really feel that within the dance realm. And so I tried circus out, and then I just fell in love with it. I think my performance style is really, really well suited to that world of circus. I get to be such an idiot on stage and fall over and do flips and juggle things. I mean, I can't believe I get to do this and call it a job. It's really, really fun, really.
Oh, that's lovely. So the dance made you shake out your sillies, and you were like, no, I want to ride these sillies. I want to
absolutely
take full advantage.
This is way too much fun.
This sounds awesome. What would be your advice to kids who are there sort of thinking about exploring the world of circus?
I would say find out if there's a local circus school in town, or even try gymnastics, because that can always lead into it.
Yeah.
But absolutely give it a go. People think of circus and think like you have to be an Olympic level gymnast, but you can absolutely take up juggling. You can do hoops. You can do aerials. You can do tumbling. You can be a clown. I mean, I've been doing it for 15 years and I'm
still learning.
Yeah, I'm always learning.
This is great. This is not the first time you've brought Camp Culture to the stage either, is it? You did it for the 2023 Sydney World Pride and Sydney Festival last year at the Seymour Centre. Now it's back for the first time for Sydney Fringe. Are you doing it sort of differently this time around, Dale?
Well, every show kind of changes a little bit. I talk to the audience quite a bit, and sometimes some of the little campers, they have some really hilarious things to say, because I don't want them to feel like they can't speak up and ask a question, because it's just not that kind of show. So they come up with some really hilarious things, so I might try and put it in the next show just because it works so well that time.
And this is great that it's on for school holidays as well, to get the kiddies out there enjoying something. They're on at 1 in the afternoon, Entertainment Quarter, every day from now until Sunday inclusive. Go to sydneyfringe.com and follow the links to Camp Culture for more, and I will also put the links up on the 2SER website. Dale Woodbridge-Brown, you are an absolute pleasure to have here on the radio program. I consider you an authority figure, and I would never undermine your work. can I sincerely invite you to come back with whatever you have next.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
And do enjoy the rest of your time there at Camp Culture. I'm hesitant as to whether they break a leg or not.
That's all good. That's fine.
Appreciate your time, Dale. Thank you so much.
Thank you.